The proposal brings the budget gap down to $1.3 million, which is a reduction of $1 million from the previous year. Mathis says reductions in city pension obligations and retiree health care premium subsidies helped close the gap.
The city in this budget will cease subsidizing that premium. So the full cost of the premium will fall to the retiree. That saves $431,000 each year.
Mathis says the proposal does not raise taxes. Instead, it raises additional revenue in the form of fee increases for some city services. Fees and service charges make up a little over 60% of the funding sources for the proposed budget, up from 51% the previous year. Mathis says that some of these fees haven't been updated in years.
Building permit fees, plan review fees, and rental inspection fees are significantly behind. Building permit fees have not increased since 1996. I don't know of anything I buy that hasn't gone up since 1996.
A public hearing on the budget is scheduled for August 20th. The 2013 fiscal year begins on October 1st. Raymond Tungekar, KBIA News.